Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast brought to you by Inspire Citizens. I'm your host, Scott Jameson. On this podcast, we are going to be diving into the voices and stories of students who own their learning and impact their communities. Hi, this is Scott. Thanks for tuning in to our bonus encore episode of Episode 9, Reflections of a Self-Identified Perfectionist, where I chat with Billy from the Western Academy of Beijing. I thought this was timely to revisit this as we start another school year, as many of us have a tendency to trend a bit towards perfectionism at the beginning of the year when we are getting ready for the start of something new. Also, it's important to keep in mind as we are thinking about learning experiences and tasks for students that we likely have some perfectionists in our learning spaces. Also, check out the show notes. We have some information there about our Flip group, as well as the Global Citizenship Certificate from Inspire Citizens. There is a link there to find out more information, as well as to register for the course. This course can be done asynchronously, but does have some options for live interaction with educators from around the world in our cohort who are passionate about global citizenship and strive to bring that to the forefront in their schools. Finally, before we get to my conversation with Billy, please do take a moment to leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to this episode of the Empathy to Impact podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about perfectionism and what that might be and how that might be an issue for some of our high school students, or really any students in school today. So today, I'm very excited to be joined by someone I met a little while ago. He is an accomplished film director. He is a coach for World Scholars Cup and doing some really cool stuff with World Scholars Cup in high school. And he is a self-identified perfectionist. So I'd like you to meet Billy. Billy, can you introduce yourself our listeners?
Thank you for that brilliant introduction. I'm Billy Zhang. I am a student at the Western Academy of Beijing. Right now, I'm in grade 11. Last year, I met Scott when I was writing a TED Talk on perfectionism. I was in grade 10 at that time, and then I gave it. It was very successful. And now today, I am very honored to be here to talk about perfectionism again.
Can we start by coming up with a definition? What is perfectionism? How would you define that?
The way I see it, a non-perfectionist would work on something until they reach the standard that they think is good. By that, I sort of mean something with a couple of shining points and a couple of neutral points and maybe some bad points that they let slide. For me, a perfectionism is somebody who works on something until they believe there are no mistakes in it. And obviously, the bars are bars that you set yourself. Everybody has different standards, but perfectionists tend to be more critical of their work as well. In my perfectionist process, I usually work on something, and then after I'm done with it, I go through it with like four or five passes. Every time I pass through it, whenever I spot a mistake, I tweak it until it's satisfactory and repeat until a lot of time is gone. And I have a high quality work, like an amazing quality work. It's sort of like a trade-off. So that's what I think perfectionism is.
So when we talk about going through things over and over as a perfectionist, are we just talking about like major assessments here? Or are we talking about other things as well?
like everything. The other day I was editing a short film. It was not even an original creation. We were given some stock footage to edit, and this is for class. I find that this comes up whenever I'm editing a film. I finish it, I export it, I look at the final exported version. And for most people, like, that's it, right? You exported it. But for me, I look at the export, I go back, tweak another thing, look at the new export, and repeat. It's just a part of me. It just happens subconsciously, even. It's not that like sometimes you click on a switch, go like, hey, I'm gonna be perfectionist for this one. It's that like nagging voice inside your head saying, oh no, this isn't up to the standard that you want it to be.
So if someone's listening to our podcast and maybe they're not sure if they're a perfectionist or not, what are some signs that someone might be a perfectionist?
If you find that you spend a lot of time on a certain project that most people would just get done and forget about, then I'd say that odds are you're a perfectionist. Also, if you find that you're very hard to please, you find yourself having a very hard time pleasing yourself, then I'd say that you're also a perfectionist. Really, perfectionism isn't something that can be diagnosed by someone else. It's a definition set by yourself. So it's a really good phrase to use, self-identified perfectionist. I'm a self-identified perfectionist because I believe that I am. For someone else, as I said, like all standards are different, right? So for someone else who might not feel like they're a perfectionist, I'd say just trust your gut feeling. If you think you're a perfectionist, then you probably are.
How is the way our school system is set up conducive to being a perfectionist? Does the way we go to school and learn and the structure of school itself, does that lend itself to enabling perfectionism?
Definitely, completely. It's not really much of the school itself, as in like the curriculum or whatever, as the culture at school. It's that like people our age, we're very competitive. At least like most people at our age are very competitive. And it drives people like me who want to like take the other step. It drives us to try to hold ourselves to as high as we can. Like whatever standards that we can set for ourselves, we would, so that we can like be, how do I phrase this nicely? So that we can be better than other people. I might want to rephrase that. So yeah, I think it has to do with our culture at school, the way that our society is sort of like running. Especially in higher grades, you tend to find yourselves comparing yourself to other people. And that is a big part of sort of like verifying yourself. Are you doing well enough? So for people like me who are susceptible to engaging in perfectionism a lot, putting like a lot of time and effort into something, this usually gives us like the drive to actually do it. And it makes it harder to let go of something.
Well said. I think that's very true. Is this drive to perfectionism, is that something that we create ourselves intrinsically, or are there some external pressures that are kind of pushing us in that direction?
Both, I think. I'm not like the stereotypical Chinese kid. Most people would expect like my parents to be pressuring me to like get maximum grades, grow up, go into Harvard, become like a businessman or whatever the stereotypes say nowadays. But they're actually begging me to not do as much. They're like, Billy, we just want you to be happy. And then it's something that I give myself. I just find that I can't really live with myself unless I do something to like the quality that I know I can do it to. I feel like it's sort of like a betrayal to my talent, if I have any talent, assuming I have talent, that is. I feel like it's a betrayal to my talent if I didn't do something to the level I could. So that's something that I give myself. But I can see how it could be both. I can see how your immediate community can also pressure you into perfectionism.
What sort of superpowers does being a perfectionist give you? What's the upside?
A lot of focus. You'll be able to completely dive into something without like any regard of time or effort. It's just like everything else just falls away. When you're doing something that you actually enjoy doing and you're becoming a perfectionist on it, then it's a really enjoyable experience, actually. I know like in my TED talk last year, I said that perfectionism is a bad thing, but right now I sort of grown into the realization that, well, not really. It depends on what you're doing. For example, if I'm making an edit, like a film, and then I'm having a lot of fun tweaking everything and getting it to the best quality possible, it's not really such a bad thing because I'm also enjoying myself in the process and I'm getting something out of it. So the benefits of perfectionism is, firstly, you get awesome work. And second, you also get a lot of focus in that work.
So there's obviously two sides to every coin.
Yes. Yes.
What are some things that a perfectionist struggles with?
A perfectionist struggles with their workload. Last year, I said that a perfectionist usually find themselves spending excess time on things that they shouldn't. I realized that that statement is only hits like half of the point. It's not that you're spending time on something that you shouldn't. It's that you have too much things that you should spend time on and you don't have enough time. So the downside of being a perfectionist is like, Mr. Steve actually told me a really fun theory a couple of months back. He said that like, imagine all your energy as like a bubble, and then there are different arrows branching out of that bubble. So some people might have like very small arrows and a lot of them. And some people might have just like one or two enormous arrows. If you're a perfectionist, you're going to be one of those people who have like one or two enormous arrows. The downside is you can't expect yourself to have enormous arrows for everything that you do. If you really want to be a perfectionist and devote your time into that, then downside, you got to cut down. You can't do everything flawlessly. You either do a small number of things flawlessly or do a lot of things and accept that you got to make mistakes.
I think that's a nice segue into my next question. I'm just thinking back to something you said about your parents and how they're actually trying to encourage you to do a little bit less. And thinking about these ideas of the big arrows and the bubble and how much time you have, what's your take on balance as a perfectionist, like trying to live a balanced life?
I'm actually trying to work towards that now, that balance. I only just realized the arrow thing. I forgot to listen to other people and I was like just like bullheadedly charging forward in my own way of doing things. And then I realized that my way did not work. I realized that I cannot have an infinite pool of energy. I only have so much energy until I burn out. So right now I am actually cutting down on things. Before I was a part of 6 clubs and looking at starting 2 more. Now I am focusing on only 2. And I realized that it's very good to balance myself out because you always got to make that choice between quantity and quality. You cannot have both. So either you make the choice to have okay quality and okay quantity, or like a lot of quantity and no quality, or like a lot of quality and no quantity. It's a choice that's different to everybody. So I shouldn't really make a recommendation. But for me, who I realized that perfectionism is like a really big part of me and I can't let that go, even though it might have been good for me to let it go. Since I realized that perfectionism is a part of me, the right choice for me to make is to sacrifice quantity. If you're a perfectionist and say like someone else is pressuring you into perfectionism and you don't necessarily need to be a perfectionist for you to be you, then it's also possible for you to cut down on quality and find a balance over there. So I guess that's it. You need to pinpoint yourself. You got to know yourself first. What do you want to be? And then you make a decision based on that.
One of the things that I've experienced as a teacher, having students that were perfectionists, is a lot of times they had a really hard time submitting work.
Oh, yes.
They just want to kind of go over it and go over it and go over it. And they never quite think it's good enough. And they end up not submitting anything. Is that something you've ever had experience with or with other people you
know? Exactly. I know. That was on point. Remember when I defined perfectionism as like a symptom of perfectionism is like once you finish your work and then you go over like 5 or 6 times. The problem with that is that it's very hard stopping yourself. Theoretically, you can go over it infinite times and still not going to be good enough because there is honestly no such thing as perfect except for what you decide for yourself. So those people that you're talking about who go over their work like however many times until they don't submit, they're probably looking at like a tiny detail every time they rewrite it. And then once they look at it again, they found out that they somehow made it worse and that they revert back to an older version and it's just an infinite loop. So if I would like give a piece of advice to them, it's just like set yourself a time limit. Say, you know what, I'm going to complete this and I'm only going to go over it twice. Once I deem it done, twice more for editing, and then I'm going to submit. If you let yourself, you can go over it forever.
Thinking back to getting lost in a project, just getting so engaged with something that you lose track of time. There was a story from your TED Talk that I really found interesting. It was a teacher just assigned just as something to kind of just as a warm-up activity. And the teacher assigned you or gave you a picture and you had to create a meme. Which teacher probably thought, you know, 5 minutes and then we're going to move on to the next thing sort of thing. And it wasn't a big piece of work. It wasn't critically important curricular wise. But how did you take on that task?
So we were on online learning and they tasked us with an activity for the day. It's to create a meme out of a series of pictures that they sent us. So one of them had our WAB Tiger mascot posing with a Spider-Man. And yeah, I admit I did go very, very overboard with this. As a special effects editor, I derive my enjoyment of setting people's hands on fire and throwing lightning balls everywhere. So I gave the Spider-Man web shooting superpowers so that he's actually Spider-Man. And I lit the tiger on fire. Obviously, these are all like CGI, but I spent an entire 6 hours on it when the mentor just planned for like 6 minutes. So I'd say this is a combination of perfectionism and actually my hobby. I actually enjoyed doing that. So as I said earlier, perfectionism is good when you like something, when you enjoy doing something. And it cannot be like categorized as a waste of time in every scenario, because I did learn things out of that and I did enjoy it a lot.
And so, for those who are listening, Billy's meme was quite something. If you watch his TED Talk, which I'll link in the description of the podcast, you can check it out. And if you see the original picture and see what came out, it's really, really impressive. And I think it's really cool that this is something you really enjoy and something you want to dive into. I think it's just the challenge is to watch out for that balance piece and just being able to, there's only so many hours in the day. And if you're going to dedicate 6 hours to every 5 minute task, you are going to burn out.
Exactly. I had two assessments the day after that. And instead of dedicating my time to the assessments, I spent it making a meme. So it wasn't really the best idea. So back to the arrow thing, you got to prioritize which arrows are more deserving of your attention than others.
So the last time I talked to Billy was when he was getting ready to do his TED Talk. And we were talking about perfectionism and we were looking at edits for the TED Talk. And just before we got on the conversation today, Billy shared that he's really kind of had an epiphany or really kind of changed his mindset a little bit since the TED Talk about perfectionism. So I'm just curious if you could share a little bit about your new thoughts on perfectionism and maybe how someone who's listening, who is a bit of a perfectionist and struggling with it, might be able to look at it through a different lens and help them manage their time.
I'll just give a brief recap of what I said perfectionism was last year. I thought perfectionism was something that, firstly, something that I can switch off with a lot of effort. I also thought it was something that was like all bad since it wasted a lot of my time. And I really didn't like it because it was sort of like screwing up my life. It was making everything out of order, taking up my time when I shouldn't spend time on something. But a couple of days back, my epiphany was the point when I realized that perfectionism is just a character trait. So the first step of being a real perfectionist is to accept it. And accept that if you are a real perfectionist, if perfectionism comes from within, odds are you're either not able to change it or you're going to have a really hard time changing it so that it's not worth changing it. And the second step, that's my epiphany, it's to adjust accordingly. As I said, everybody has an energy bubble, only limited. And you can't have like large arrows and a lot of them at the same time. So recently, I'm working towards that balance. If you want your large arrows, if you want to be a perfectionist, then you got to cut down on the number of arrows. If you want to give up on your perfectionism, you got to tell yourself to stop. At the end of the day, you can't have both. And that's the sad truth. There are only 24 hours in a day. You cannot have both. So for someone who's a perfectionist who's listening, just decide what type of life do you want to live? Do you want to like really delve into something really deeply? If so, be harsh on all the other things that you're doing. My film teacher, she used to tell me something called kill your babies. It means even though you hold something at high regard, you gotta like toss it away if it's making it a bit too much for you. And no, please don't literally kill your babies. Please do not literally kill your babies. But the point is you gotta be very, very, very harsh on it. If you're, for example, in my clubs, I'm in like, I joined both of them due to loyalty to some other person or a group or whatever the case. I didn't join them because I actually felt that like burning passion for those clubs. I didn't feel that like, I didn't like, my heartbeat didn't go up. I didn't like feel nervous and excited every time I'm doing something related to that. So I just like put my foot down and went like, if I don't feel like that, bye, that's gone. And right now I'm feeling like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders. Because when you're a perfectionist, when you have a task, you make yourself do your best on that task. You're scared to betray the people around you and your own skill level if you don't work to your maximum capacity. So literally everything you do will be very taxing and very intensive. So when I had a bunch of tasks that I didn't really care for, I still worked my best on those tasks. And it was horrible. It was the only reason why my life was like a mess. So put your foot down, cut all those away. Only work on what you love. Because on those things, you can be a perfectionist and get a lot out of them at the same time. And that is like really the most productive thing, in my opinion. If you're being a perfectionist on something that you don't even care about, that doesn't really give you anything at the end of the day because you're just thinking of all the time you wasted. But if you're being a perfectionist on like, say, giving a tiger superpowers, if you love visual effects editing, you'll end the day knowing that, hey, I did something that made me happy. And I also did it to a very good level. So yeah, that's my advice. I wish you all the best dealing with your perfectionism. I know it's a horrible thing to deal with, but once you find that balance, really life's fun.
Honestly, I think that's great advice for anyone. We all struggle with balance. We all struggle finding enough time in the day for everything we want. And to be able to look at things and prioritize and look at some of the things that don't get us really, really excited, maybe those are some things we could let go and work towards having more time for the things we value and living a more balanced life. So I think that's some fantastic advice. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about your experience as a self-identified perfectionist?
Don't let anyone else tell you who you should be. Because all my life, I've been growing up with my parents and literally everyone else saying that I need to stop being a perfectionist. And that's why that epiphany meant so much to me. Last year, I gave the TED Talk thinking that like I can just change it, like snap, boom, I'm not a perfectionist anymore. But that's someone else's idea, not mine. If you want to be a perfectionist, if that's who you are, then don't let someone else tell you that you shouldn't. And if you don't want to be a perfectionist and you have family members telling you to get like maximum grades and 1600s on the SATs or whatever, they don't really know you. And if you try to conform to their expectations like that, you're just going to end up making yourself miserable and maybe even making them happy. But at the end of the day, you're still miserable. Your life is yours. Don't let anyone else make the decision. Miss McMillan said something really insightful to me today. She's a CAS coordinator, and she also helped out in when I gave my perfection speech. She said, some choices in life you got to make yourself, otherwise someone else will choose for you. And you know yourself best. Nobody else does. So I urge you, choose yourself. Be a perfectionist. Don't. It's your choice.
Wise words. Thanks so much, Billy. It's been great to reconnect and to see you again and get a chance to chat on the podcast today. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to spend some time with me and share some of these amazing insights with our listeners.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode, let's keep the conversation going on Twitter at ScottJ_onWheels, or you can find out more about Inspire Citizens on our website, inspirecitizens.org. Thanks for listening.